Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about using higher-order questioning skills in reading, and this comes from an article on The Reading Teacher. And what the authors talk about is ways that when we're engaging with students about text, we can ask them questions that are really going to stimulate their higher-order thinking, their higher-level critical thinking, and ultimately help them comprehend and move forward with their reading skills. And so, while most teachers are very familiar with the idea of Bloom's taxonomy of questioning and the levels of that, this is really practical tips for how you can actually make sure that there is a regularly high-level questioning happening in your classroom. And so a couple of ideas here. First, model exemplar responses for students. What this means is that when you start talking about higher-order questioning skills with students, when you start asking them these tough questions, they might start off by giving you one or two word answers. They might not have any answers at all, and that's okay. What you can do as a teacher is model. So, say that you're talking about the theme of friendship and whether you can be friends with someone who you don't always agree with. And if you ask a student, you know, can you be friends with someone you don't always agree with, and maybe they just say yes or I don't know. You can respond in a way that models how they might answer that question by saying something like, I remember a time in my life when I was dot, dot, dot. So you're actually giving them an answer, giving them an example of how they might start an answer to that question. And that's going to give them an example to go off of. Next, be sure you prompt with follow-up questions. So students will often, again, give you these sort of simplistic responses at first, so be ready to just push them forward. Things like, tell me more about that. Can you give me a specific example? Say more about that in more detail. Just these simple, gentle prompts that help sort of force students to go a step beyond what they necessarily would begin with. For next, provide sentence stems, and this is especially a tip for English language learners. And so go back to the friendship example, if that's a theme you're working on and you want to ask questions about it. You might start by providing your English language learners with the sentence stem of, you know, one time I was talking to my friend, dot, 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 and that would help them think about an example of friendship that they would talk about. Or the authors talk about if you were talking about dreams and the dreams that and aspirations that people have that is coming out of a story, you might give ELL students a sentence for a starter that says, one dream that I had was dot, 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 or I follow my dreams when dot, dot, dot. And so by giving them these sentence starters, you're really going to kind of give them a scaffolded support along the way to being able to answer these high-level questions. Next, collaborate with other teachers. And this, of course, varies based on your particular school's context, but the authors talk about many cases where grade levels will come together once a week and think about what are the common texts we're reading, either in the anthology or novel that we're all reading as a grade level. What are some really good high-level questions that we can come up with for this book? You know, so if you're all reading, you know, Shiloh, for example, what sort of questions could you come up with about that book that would be good to go back to your students with? And by collaborating, you're obviously getting more minds in there, you're sort of sharing the load. And you can also think about doing cross-grade level collaboration. So work with a teacher who's older or younger with you than in terms of the grade level, and think about what sort of themes come up in books that you're reading, and how can we ask questions about those in my class to sort of get students ready to be able to deal with those kind of themes. Next, what's really important is just to be planned in advance. That's probably a theme that's emerging from all of these different tips. Really being able to use high-level questions in your classroom is hard to do spontaneously, at least at first. And so if you plan in advance by thinking about what is my class reading over the next couple of weeks, and what are the themes in this book? Is it about friendship? Is it about, you know, making ethical decisions? Is it about having aspirations? Is it about, you know, being courageous? What's sort of the themes here? And what are really good, provocative, deep questions that are high-level Blooms that I can ask that would really help push my students to think about the text? Also, have your follow-ups planned. Whether something as simple as tell me more about that, or whether it's something more specific, like, can you give me an example from your life? Just if you've got those in your back pocket already, then you're not going to have to struggle if students give you an answer that's sort of a one-word answer or just kind of look at you blankly. And lastly, the other tip that the authors give is don't give up. That sort of helping students, especially elementary school students, be able to engage with and answer high-level questions in reading is a difficult thing, and it's going to take students a while to get it for some students. It could take months before they really start answering fully, but that's okay, that's normal, and students will get there if you are patient, if you use these best practices, and if you let them know that you believe that they can do it. So really be patient as students are developing this, because it is a very important but also a very difficult skill for students to be able to do. So thanks for watching, and happy teaching.